Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and this will be airing actually on 9/11, so it's a big day for America. I have a special guest, my grandson, Aiden Case, who is wearing, what kind of shirt are you wearing there?
Repping Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
It's a whole new chapter coming up.
So we've shared, a lot about, last year when he went to Baylor as a freshman, and through the relationship with a girl that he met at Valor High School when he was in high school here in Colorado. She is a D1 scholarshiped softball player. One of the best, by the way, in Colorado she was. And she got a scholarship to Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So she's on the Wisconsin, varsity team. Plays softball against all the other Big Ten schools. And then I think when they start in like February, they play down south, right?
Yeah. Yep. Down in Florida usually. So they start down in the warmer climates before, just as the weather is still pretty bad in the Midwest. So
I was going to say Wisconsin in February is not softball weather.
Not a place you want to play probably.
No.
So, why don't you walk us through how God led you and confirmed that, as the relationship was developing, that actually it was wise, God's, showing you wisdom to transfer to Wisconsin, which you're now just getting ready to experience. You haven't actually experienced it yet, but he's committed and going and has all this set up. And so just walk how you process that with God, and then what has God done to get everything ready for you leaving here in a week or two to actually start school in Wisconsin?
Yeah. Well, man, it was a big year, obviously, at Baylor. It was a big a switch I was really excited for. Mm-hmm. I think we went into the year super open to kind of what was going to happen and, getting ready to just make the college adjustment in the first place. That's, no matter where you go, that's obviously a very, major switch. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of kind of different things placed throughout, mainly the first semester, that were just, I mean, for lack of a better word, just interesting. Mm-hmm. I knew that the God I serve is not a God of coincidence. And that was something that he and I had just talked about again and again and again throughout the year. And I would just call him, and there was just these certain things that were going on at Baylor that I was kind of surprised by. I was surprised mm-hmm. by, I guess you'd say, sometimes the quality of the admin, sometimes some different kind of culture pieces of Baylor. But overall, like, I guess to preface, my experience at Baylor was like nothing short of incredible. Mm. I think the amount of relationships that I was able to kind of foster out of, and I was talking to one of my best friends from Baylor just before we hopped on here today, because he's still in Texas, so he's in Central Time. Mm-hmm. But I mean, just genuinely, like, some of the most fruitful people I've ever met. I was involved in life groups and the church and different service organizations around interior and exterior to Baylor. So it was a good start to the year, but there was a lot of chaos, it seemed, mm-hmm. kind of surrounding my education, I would say. Mm-hmm. I was incredibly satisfied with pacing just as a whole. So I wanted to be in prayer about what to do, honestly. So mm-hmm. I had no clue. I was actually a little shocked. I was a little scared, because my initial transition into the first semester involved, on our dorm floor, it involved I don't know if you know what Title IX is, but it involved like mm-hmm. this giant civil rights and equity case that made it to the state level.
Oh, wow.
Which luckily, I mean, I had no involvement in, but I ended up getting dragged into it. And it was a whole process. And so I became pretty unimpressed with the admin, but where God had me in that spot was learning between how to discern my gratitude and also not becoming bitter at certain situations when, you know, I feel like I have every reason to.
Yeah. Can I pause you right there and just ask you to press in a little bit? Because I know a lot of people your age and our age, you know, so this bans all age gaps, that you get in a situation like that, you know, God has led you there. Suddenly you're disillusioned. And the tendency is to go to, I didn't hear right. I made a mistake. This must not be what God had called for me. How did you not go there or work through there to the point of, okay, no, there's something for me to engage in this moment that he's refining and teaching me, and he may be moving me to something else.
Yeah.
So can you speak into that a little bit? Because that's a real struggle for people. A lot of times that very thing will send them, I must not have heard right. This couldn't have been where I'm supposed to be. Yet that year was purposed for you.
Exactly. Prayer, more prayer, fruit, and more fruit. The series that he just did. Most definitely, I learned how to pray. And it's I think my faith walk, especially in prayer, is night and day because of
that's so good.
My emphasis on prayer now, and it's life changing, honestly. And I had to learn, I had to be around guys like God provided for me in the process. I think the worship while you wait mentality is extremely important, and it actually, you know, it keeps you from becoming bitter. There was a study done, and it was I think it was 2019, and it was just this kind of major emphasis in finding that a couple of guys did in, I think it was out of Birmingham. And they found that any like piece of like, whether it's an object or anything in life that triggers gratitude immediately replaces anxiety, like immediately, just like that. And it's like the only kind of feeling that does replace that. So honestly, thanking God for what I did have at the time, when it didn't feel like much, I felt like I was, you know, misled. I felt like I heard wrong from the Lord. I felt like I had just followed, you know, like the family conforming, you know, piece to Baylor, and my brother did, and my dad did. And that was what was kind of like comfortable with everyone. And I was excited about that, but I felt like I kind of just fallen into someone else's story and that I heard wrong. But the way I was able to discern it was mainly through prayer. Mainly through gratitude, a lot, just a ton of worship, honestly, just understanding that I'm here for a reason. And I know, and there's many reasons, there's thousands of reasons. Every day brings thousands of reasons, but I've yet to find a couple of them. However, I can really push into some people now. I can use my experience that I had at Valor, that I had the last summer. I can use my experience now to pour in to some other people. And one verse that I prepared, I kind of skipped to, I guess, the end of my Baylor journey, is, okay, I know I'm transferring. I know God has led me, you know, confirmation to go to the school up north, which getting in is a whole different story.
We're excited to have you talk through that too, because God did some great things.
But one verse I prepared was Genesis 21:33 through 34. And it said, Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba. And then he called on the name of the Lord, the eternal God. And Abraham stayed in the land of the Philistines for a long time. And one of the versions of that verse, a rendition, instead of stayed for a long time, it's sojourned many days. And I asked myself, why would you plant a tree and leave it? And why would you go and leave it? Well, with Abraham, you look into the story more, and it's a trust contract between him and the Lord. And it's him planting this tree because he knows that he's done all he could in the land that he served in. He's called to leave. He knows he has to leave, but he's planting this tree out of faith that the Lord is going to grow it. And that's how I feel about a lot of the friendships that I made, especially at Baylor, and knowing that there were a lot of guys that luckily, like, praise the Lord, you know, I was able to help aid in coming to the faith. And
that's great.
The guy I was talking to this morning, he got baptized in the spring with me. And he just like, he just made these decisions to go follow the Lord, and the Lord was able to use, you know, the people who were there at that time to help him make that decision. And that's like, that's the greatest thing I could ever see. I'm way too lucky and grateful to see that. So
if that's all your year at Baylor was, that's big, right?
Exactly that. Yeah.
As you separated, you know, those that, no, I didn't make a mistake. God did call me here and I'm here. and he was involved with this Title IX that fortunately, because, you know, this is people who are running Title IX that are, you know, trying to cause something to happen. And they accused him of something. And fortunately, he said, well, actually, I wasn't there, you know. And well, how do you, well, here's my ticket, airline ticket. I was in Wisconsin. So he wasn't even there. So that was clear, you know. So that's, and it's like, oh, that should be the end of it. Well, they didn't let that be the end of it. Well, we want you. And they, through a lack of integrity, they did certain things that were just underhanded that involved Aiden. And he was having to work all that through. How did you, what do you feel God showed you in that situation? What was he teaching you as you walked through? And Kathy and I talk a lot about in the world, you're going to have trouble.
Yeah.
So don't be surprised by that. But now that you're in this trouble, which by the way, has nothing to do with you at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did you, what do you think God showed you with it?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just as I got into that process with interviews and getting this case that eventually got to the state level, luckily they had gotten me out at that point because I was able to provide enough information. I went in, honestly, extremely comfortable and confident because God, it's not even that God proved to me that he was so perfect. It's just because I know that. I know that he's so perfect because
that's good.
During the, like, I guess, time of the incident is what they would refer to it as. It was a direct interval of my flight from Wisconsin back to Dallas.
So you see God's protection in all of that. Even,
exactly.
Right?
And I was like, there's no, like, this is absolutely God protecting me and there's no other way. And so I think going in, just understanding the perfection of the Lord, that he has his best for me at heart always, but I have to obey. I have to seek him. I have to get out of bad habits. I have to go, honestly, not even just ridding bad habits, but get into great ones and follow him.
That's
and picking
good.
Up the cross and, you know, replacing certain things with the Spirit, not just leaving a void there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a major part of my Baylor walk was, you know, it could have been lonely at times, but I really don't think of it as I was alone. It was a lot of time that was just me and God and learning how to talk to God and learning how to be intimate with God. But honestly, with that case, after I had kind of uncovered what was going on and then saw where I was at the time and that I have a plane ticket that completely crosses over the entire interval of this incident, I was like, I don't know. I'm upset. I'm surprised by, I guess, the nature of some of the people in the case, but I am really grateful. And I'm really, really grateful because I know this is going to be used. You know, it's not just a cool story at this point, but it's more than that. It's another just further proof that the Lord protects so innately. Nahum 1:7. One of my favorite verses is in the Bible, just talking about the Lord's provision, the Lord's perfect provision. And it's something that means a lot to me. And very honestly, just having confidence in the Lord is important because I think we doubt the Lord sometimes. I'm very guilty of it. But that was a situation where I was able to, you know, work on that, I guess.
Yeah.
The best possible. So and a lot of mistakes in it too. It was very difficult to discern, you know, how to say things with grace. That was a lot of work needs to be done, but just so many lessons all over the place that needed to happen for me because I'm in such a different spot now that I'm grateful for the experience. So yeah, praise the Lord on it, honestly.
That's
seriously.
Beautiful. One of the things you said there, if you don't mind, I know Rich has other questions he wants to get to, but this just stood out to me. You talked about this being as a season, really, where God was calling you to be content to be with him. A lot of other things were pulled back, and it was scaled down to really this lesson of, am I enough? If it's just you and me, Aiden, am I enough? Talk about that just a little bit, because I think that is such a beautiful thing for us to learn, and it is where strength comes from in other seasons too, right? Is learning the contentment of simply being in his presence.
Absolutely. The college experience modern day is full of idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way to put it.
By the way, not just modern day. It was when we were.
Yeah.
This is throughout time. Yes.
Right. Exactly. I totally agree. And I think it's majorly scaled up with the digital world. It's majorly scaled up with, all of these things. I think Baylor actually does a great job of providing experiences for the student body to center themselves around Christ, because like of the absolute surplus of organizations and certain kind of different things that are within the church, are within Baylor. There's a whole 72 hours of worship event on campus in the spring. Like, there's amazing experiences. However, sometimes even in those experiences, you're doing all these things. It's really difficult to quiet down.
Yes.
It's really difficult to do what Psalm 46 says. It's really difficult to be still, know that he is God, trust that he is God, and understand that he is God. And there's just a lot of, there's a lot of different kind of things that steer you away from quieting down. So learning, honestly, like there were days I was learning to be with the Lord. There were days I'd have to get in my car. Do not play music. Don't throw on a podcast.
So good. Yes.
Don't do any of that, but be with the Lord. Actually talk to the Lord. Quiet yourself to hear from the Lord. I think something I learned at Baylor was how God speaks to us. And I know, I mean, you talk about that for years. But the main way that I saw it, that I never saw it, you know, previous to college, is God whispers. And when someone whispers, how are you going to hear them if you're not quieting yourself down, right? And you're not taking
and all the noise is around that. You.
Exactly that. So I think God whispers, and it's important to quiet yourself down to be able to hear him sometimes. So that was one of the biggest lessons I learned.
Yeah. As we conclude this part, because we want to get into this transfer to Wisconsin, but one of the things that happened, Kathy, was that as he was sorting this through and finishing it, really, and God did finish it, God had Aiden he had to go into, the leadership that was not handling it well and speak truth. And he was called to speak truth. He did. And he actually, and God told him, you speak truth and don't accept their manipulation out of it. And he didn't.
That's good.
One. And he did it with calm and respect and all that. And then two, after that was done, God said, okay, you fulfilled what I asked you to do. Let it go. He said, you could take it further. He could have taken it further legally. I'm talking legally, because they did things that weren't right. He could have taken it further. And God says, okay, that's good.
Which was difficult, but that's what he said. He was like, what is the Lord telling you? I was like, I got to quiet down. I don't know. But yeah, absolutely that.
Yeah. So it was actually a lot of great learning of, process, stay with it. Don't let what they've accused you bother you. Speak truth, including even I want you to stand up at this moment, and then, okay, let it go. And he did, that was a neat thing to be part of. So we're going to have Aiden for our next session. And we want to talk about your relationship that you developed in high school, and then what you decided to do while you're at Baylor. And then what led you now to come back together at Wisconsin? So we'll really process that, because it's kind of a cool story. And remember, and we try to tell this to them, is that it plays out step by step by step. It's not a, here's the answer. It's a walk into the process. And by the way, now that he's going to Wisconsin, as Kathy, you and I teach, guess what? His next question is, now what?
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. The journey is not over.
This isn't the end. This is the beginning. So Heavenly Father, thank you. I am so grateful for Aiden's heart, what you have taught him, what he is listening to and learning and receiving, and understanding that the world's not going to be absent of trouble, but that he can stay in perfect peace with you as he continues to walk with you. And so we just pray for favor on him and clarity and wisdom as you continue to work in his life as he follows you. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much, Aiden. It is always a pleasure having you on. Just love to hear what God's doing in your life. And you're such a beautiful, authentic picture of just walking with God with no mask on. This is me and God, and this is what we're doing. And I love that about you. You can express that so well. So thanks for sharing. Listeners, thank you for joining us. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.